What a fun song. We love that local tune, Worm and the Nightcrawlers, Dirty Bird on KX93.5. And in an effort to stay local and feature another local business in town this morning, we have with us Chef Azmin Garaman. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Chef Azmin, of course, is the chef and owner of Sapphire here in Laguna, which has been in town for about 6 years. And in addition to your great restaurant, which I love, by the way,
thank you.
Thank you for having Sapphire in town. You do a lot of really important charitable stuff, and you've announced recently this partnership with Orange County-based Project Hope Alliance, a commitment to raise $100,000 to fight homelessness among children, especially in Orange County. Can you explain why and why that's a problem and what inspired you to do that?
Well, I have a very soft heart, especially when it comes to children. I've always tried to help children charities as much as possible. In this case, I met Jennifer Friend about 3-4 months ago. And once I learned about the project and I learned what a great job they're doing, and they're in process of remodeling the whole area where they are, and they approach me and we talk, and I really enjoyed the wisdom and the vision that they have for homelessness. It's in our own backyard,
right?
You know? We have so many children. These are not really homeless children living on the street. They are the children who live in motels, and they move a week from one motel to another motel depending on the parents' income. And many of them go hungry at night, and there's no reason why any kid should go hungry at night.
Right. And then what will the $100,000 do exactly once it is raised? What will it go toward?
It would go towards their program where they would do better education, fund more for activities, get more classroom organized. They have had a great luck with a lot of local other businesses who support. For instance, they needed a hot box, and they got a hot box from a great, great, great company in town where they donated it, or refrigerated to keep the food hot or keep the food cold. That's the last thing you need to do, is to get the children sick on top of what you're trying to feed them.
Right. And in addition to being homeless, I know you deal a lot with actually having healthy food, healthy eating for them. Is that a separate issue, or does it kind of go hand in hand?
Well, it goes hand in hand. You know, America is waking up with the obesity problem we have around, and the body mass weight, you know, is all heavy, and we're eating things with corn syrup and that. So about 4, 5, 6 years ago, actually, I started the program called Sapphire School.
Mm-hmm.
And in that area, I've committed no corn syrup, no MSG, no food coloring. That. And right now, we serve about 4,500 children in Orange County.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. We have eight schools as of April 1st.
So what schools around here use it, take advantage of that?
Well, San Margaret, San Ann, we have El Sol Academy in Santa Ana. We have Harbor Day. We have San John's. We have St. Mary's, and LaPorte schools are coming up. Not to forget Sage Hill School.
Do you do the recipes yourself for the, and then send it off to the schools?
Yes, all these recipes are tested. We do calorie breakdown, ingredient breakdown, and on top of it, it's not your basic school food that everybody
right.
runs away from. These are my cuisine is global from around the world. I used to work around the world. And different hotels and countries. So I bring a lot of fun things. Some schools we do sushi, for instance. Some schools we do tofu, miso soup. Some schools we do chicken Alfredo, with penne and fresh Parmesan cream. So there's nothing wrong with calculated calories and having good
right.
food. It's just how much you feed them. And then everybody has a good snack program and fresh juice and all that.
I had a very fortunate high school cafeteria as well, like on several months out of the year, there'd be like a steak and lobster deal during, it would be like $16, but the kids who really wanted it would buy it. And I loved it. I mean, it was my favorite part of going to a school that did something like that. So the fact that you're being healthy and giving them really cool options for eating, it means a lot, I'm sure, to the kids who appreciate it and
yeah,
to the parents.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So back to Project Hope for a moment. They basically, their mission is to kind of better homelessness and nutrition one child at a time
right.
in Orange County. And how are we going to get this $100,000 to help them?
Well, I have a lot of friends who have right. supported me in the past.
Yeah.
I've raised a lot of money for JDRF, for Miracles for Kids. They're all children-based charities. And once I've started talking, as a matter of fact, I got my first $1,000 right a week after my commitment from one of our board members. And from there on, I'm actively talking to people. It takes time to get the whole idea is to get the word out there. And thank you for helping me spread the word. And the more people know about it, the more people want to help. You know, they can go on their website, you know, projecthopealliance.org, and they can really start understanding what it is. You know, if we can break the cycle of a child going to college, that whole hunger for the whole family would break. They will never be homeless, and they will never have a problem. And that's few other projects that are doing that, and I support them a lot.
So if there's a family who's struggling and they have a bunch of kids, if we can send one of those kids to school,
yes,
then it would mean that perhaps he now provides for his whole family.
Yes, and that's proven fact. And we know that also there's another program called Breakthrough Program that San Margaret embraces, and we do their food for summertime there, and those are things that we hear. And if we can do that, we have done our duty in life.
Yeah. This is great. And thank you so much for doing this and coming on with us this morning. I want to read a quote that Jennifer, who works with Project Hope Alliance, said about you. A true visionary, Chef Azmin is, shares our mission to provide children with the resources they need to succeed, providing a stable, safe, and healthy learning environment. And words cannot express their gratitude for the partnership that Sapphire has done with them. So it definitely means a lot, obviously, that you're doing this.
Well, thank you. This Thursday, we're going to be serving lunch there. It's going to be chicken chow mein with fresh vegetables, and they're going to get, you know, their snack, which is going to be cucumbers with hummus, and they're going to get fresh orange juice and fresh vegetables and home-baked cookie. I mean, that's a perfect meal.
I didn't realize they actually have a physical location.
No, we deliver to them.
Oh,
we have a commissary that we have refrigerated trucks and controlled temperature trucks, and we deliver to them.
How many meals did you say you produce, like, a month out of that place?
On a daily basis, anywhere from 4,500 to 5,000, depending on the order. So that goes times five, then, or that times 180, over 500,000 meals a day.
That's crazy.
A year.
Yeah.
I provide 500,000 a year.
I asked you if you have plans to start another restaurant, and, of course, your answer was you have enough going on with and feeding so many people. And then Sapphire at School also, I want to mention its website, sapphireatschool.com.
Yes, A-T.
If there's a new school interested in signing up, for example, they can visit there.
Yes, they're welcome to look at our website, look at our mission, look at our board of advisors, who consists of local pediatric group and headmaster of different schools. And we listen to parents, we listen to everyone, and it's a great program. And if you think that our program will feed your school or your children's school, please give us a call.
Okay, great. Well, we're happy to help get the word out any way we can. Please let us know when more things are coming up, anything changes. We're happy to help as much as we can with this.
Well, thank you. I wish you the best also.
Thank you. And it's great to have such a world-class chef here in town. We were talking about Chef Azmin's past. You work at the St. Regis, the Four Seasons. You've been all over the world, and you've landed your cuisine here at Sapphire. And I implore people, if they have not been to Sapphire, great.
Thank you. We're at the Old Pottery Place.
Yeah, Old Pottery Place. You have the pointy guy in front.
That's right. That's Eiler. Eiler, the greeter.
Right. Have you
Eiler Larson?
Have you met Michael the greeter?
He comes by sometimes. You can see him. You can see him, and it's great to keep the tradition in town going. I hear some of our clients say, "Yeah, I used to be a little kid, and I used to hide underneath when I used to see him. I was scared of him, or he was great. He could yell across." So that's what Laguna is all about, and we embrace it.
Right, it's that community. Michael is kind of a co-host on the show every Thursday. He comes in the morning show.
Oh, great.
He's the self-proclaimed new greeter, of course, of town. So
welcome.
Maybe he'll be the new statue, like, on the other side of Pottery Place someday.
That would be great. We'll balance it up.
Right next to your bust. Yeah. Chef Azmin, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on this morning. We're KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Again, all the info, projecthopealliance.org.
Thank you. Happy spring.
Happy spring to you. It's the first day today, huh?
Yes, Persian New Year.
And Persian New Year?
Yes, Nowruz.
So much to know. Thank you for the info. What do we do? What do you do on Persian New Year?
Well, the Persian New Year, we have a tradition of setting up basically a table with greens and things that start with seven S's to bring in the new year. And at the right time, today was at 4:01 a.m. When the sun turned with Earth and new year. And we all go to visit elder and get money, you know,
perfect
gift.
We have to go to a song. It's Persian New Year.